you're under 30k right now, stuck at 30k and can't seem to get past it, the challenge for you right now is the focus that you walk into your day on a daily basis.
Sell the metal!
My inbox is stacked at the moment with a lot of stories that are really sad to hear. And my training today is going to be for anyone who is under 30k per month right now, who wants to get to 30k per month right now and doesn't know what the real problem is. And, you know, you're doing all the work in the world, but you're still not there. It might have been 2-3 years in doing this and you're just still not there. And for people who are at 30k per month or thereabouts, who feel stuck and can't seem to move past that right now, right? Funnily enough, it's the same problem on both sides of the scale between 30 and under 30 at the same time too. It's just different ways that you solve the problem. So for anyone here who's interested in hearing what you should be actually doing and what boundaries you should be setting within your day around how the hell to get to 30 or 300k per month, what's up? Thank you for coming to hang out with me today. This is going to be short. If you guys are watching live, I'd love for you guys to put like a number one in the chat and let me know where in the world you are actually coming from. And if you're watching the replay, put a number two in the chat and let me know where in the world you are coming from as well. And also let you know that like, we're here to help and serve, right? Like this is going to be a pretty quick, pretty short, pretty sharp, or it could end up going for a fucking hour. I have no idea. I just want to help today. I've had a lot of people reach out as of late with like some pretty decent stories. Now for context, when I say stories, I mean like people talking to me about like the last dollar in their bank account, people talking to me about like being stuck at 5k per month and not knowing what to do next. And the biggest challenge in the world is like, I'm so scared of, you know, not getting good client results. And like, that's why I don't feel like actually going to generate more income right now, more clients, all these things. And I've got to be honest, like it pains me to hear this stuff. And I think a lot of this is being sparked at the moment because right now, as of 3rd of February, I'm sitting here looking at day two, if you guys in the United States, day three for here in Australia, day three of the Focus February Sales Challenge that we have going on inside our Predictable Sales Program right now, which honestly, it's insane. We've had like people second day of the month already having closed 10 grand in sales. And it's really all comes back to, if you talk about the challenge itself, the challenge is called Focus February, right? And if you're under 30K right now, stuck at 30K and can't seem to get past it, the challenge for you right now is the focus that you walk into your day on a daily basis with. And the time it takes you to get to 30K or past 30K is completely in correlation with the focus that you're putting into what's important enough for you to put your focus into on a daily basis and when that should be focused on at the same time too, right? Now, the biggest challenge that I see many people have when things aren't going right, what people typically tend to do is try to hold on to what they have right now. So what I mean when I say that is that if things don't feel like they're going well right now, we fall into scarcity. And scarcity in this context is like, I'm just going to over deliver for my clients, because if I over deliver for my clients, then I'll feel better. And if I feel better, I'll feel better at going to get more clients. And what a lot of people don't realize when this happens is that when you fall into a world where you just like obsess over client success, and don't get me wrong, like obsessing over client success is something that you should do on a daily basis, but it shouldn't be the only thing that you're thinking about. And my reasoning behind this is because when you wake up and you're thinking about client success as the only guiding light that you have, it can blindside you to what's truly the problem in your processes, right? And what I mean when I say that in this context is that if you wake up every single day and you're feeling insecure or you're getting stuck in only client work, there's a huge correlation between that and the reason that you are stuck at the revenue level that you are right now and this, like the overwhelm that you're feeling at the same time too. And sometimes that's a oh shit, I just didn't realize I was doing the wrong things. And sometimes it's a little bit deeper and it's like a, oh shit, Chris is so right. And the reason I'm not focusing on the more important stuff is because I'm scared and I don't know what the fuck to do to fix that problem in the first place as well. It's typically one of the two, right? But with our Focus February challenge with all of our clients, what we did is we made sure that every single person who joined the challenge is focused on what we call the three C's. The three C's are the most important things for you to grow your business. The three C's are clients, calls, and cash, right? Something that I don't feel a lot of people think about is that in your desire to actually have your clients stick around for a long time, you can lose sight of why those clients were there in the first place. And I'll give you an example of this, right? So you losing sight of why clients were there in the first place really comes down to the fact that, like, you influenced them to work with you and they trusted within you because they felt that you could have the answer to them growing their business. And by you getting stuck in only focusing on growing their business, you know that you're really good with them. You know that there's no better solution out there for them than them working with you. But by only focusing on them and not growing your business as well, the challenge that you actually face is that if you don't keep growing your business and you only focus and obsess on the results that you may or may not be getting for them right now, the biggest frustration you will face is that they will find someone who has a better vision for their company because that company is focused on their growth as well as the growth of the account that they're trying to grow, meaning the client of yours. And it all comes down to, like, genuine general day intention. And what I mean when I say general day intention is that if your days are focused on only success with clients and not focused on your own business's growth, a lot of the conversations that you have with them unconsciously always focus on not how we can grow you, like, their company, which is really, 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 really weird. And it's a really common thing that happens as well. And it all comes from a place of insecurity, fear of not knowing how to grow your own business, fear of, you know, imposter syndrome. Like, I've got to over-deliver for this client. My reason being, like, if I don't over-deliver for them, I don't have any way of getting a new client ever again. And I'm scared of that. And the admittance of that is really important sometimes at the same time too. And this is why we created the Focus February Sales Challenge in our program right now. And our focus is on the three C's and nothing else. So clients, calls, and cash. In this context, what I mean is, like, the biggest thing that we want to focus on is not clients and client results, but how many new clients do we actually want to sign this month? Because if you wake up in the morning and your whole intention is just like, I gotta make sure I don't lose these clients, right? Your focus isn't on new clients then, it's client retention. Now, I don't wanna be the bearer of bad news, but client retention only works when you have a conveyor belt of new clients coming in. Now, the reason behind that is because if you're focusing on client retention when they're the only clients that you have and you don't have more clients coming in, your retention model is built out of fear. Your retention model is built out of absolute fucking scarcity. Sorry for swearing. I know I swear a lot, but this is just important. Your retention model is built out of absolute scarcity, and it doesn't come from a good place. It doesn't come from wanting to grow the account. It comes from, I'm so scared shitless that I don't know how to sign more clients, that if I don't sign, like, if I don't keep this person, which is, you know, insecurity, then I'm fucked, and I have to go back and get a job. Right? Now, that's not what I want for you guys, right? Like, I want you guys to be growing these accounts. I want you guys to be, like, absolutely crushing it for both old and new, right? And I just realized I said right a lot, right? Okay, so clients, calls, and cash are the things we're focusing on in this challenge. And that's because in order for you to achieve the things that you really want to achieve in your life, in your business, in the things that you set out to do, right? We want you to be focused on the things that help you grow, not just your clients grow. My reason behind that is because if you're not growing, you're dying, and your clients will find someone else who is growing so they can actually get served by someone who is focused on growth more than anything else. Because I promise you, that's something that goes through your client's heads, whether you know it or not. And by focusing on how many clients I want to sign this month, how many calls it's going to take me to have booked on my calendar every single month in order for me to actually, you know, close that many clients based off of my current sales statistics, because I'm tracking those numbers, and then how much cash I want to collect so I can reinvest in people to help support the clients for the retention that you want so badly, right? You trying to be the everything to everyone, meaning the client retention plus the actual client acquisition person in your business, is probably killing you a lot more than you think. And I understand that you might be sitting there thinking, but I've got to like do the best by these people. And, like, please, by all means, do the best by your people, but not at the risk of you being everything to everyone all the time. There might be some arguments for, like, cool, just hire earlier. Don't. Like, I couldn't think of a stupider idea, if I'm honest, right? Like, fix sales first so that you have mucho's cash flow so you can hire good people as opposed to hiring out of insecurity yet again. That's why I say, how many clients, how many calls to get those clients, how much cash to collect so we know exactly how much money we have coming in so we can hire people to service the three areas of clients calls cash, right? Reinvesting back into good things, not just reinvesting out of scarcity, which is what I see way too many people do, and that's quite challenging, right? So for the person who wants to get to 30K per month, right? Like, we need to be identifying how many clients we want to actually achieve, how many calls are gonna take us to do that, and then how much cash we're gonna collect and how we're gonna reinvest that money, right? And the period of time that it takes to do that can either be really short or really long, right? A lot of it comes down to like where we're focused, and this is why it's called Focus February. So for many people, they wake up on a Monday morning and go, man, I'm gonna check my email and I'm gonna see what my clients have to say about the work that we're doing right now. And what that does is it sends you into a spiral of, oh my God, we have this problem to fix, we have this problem to fix, we have this problem to fix, we have this problem to fix. And that spiral creates a huge amount of fear yet again, which takes you away from the thought of growth. Because fear can drive growth in respects of like, you know, we have to make money this month and I'm gonna do everything that's humanly possible, like everything in my power that's humanly possible for me to grow this fucking business. Because that can be driven by fear, but like that can be fear turned into power. Or it can be fear that's like, we're looking at what's not going right. And if you wake up and look directly at your inbox and, you know, go straight to client results, you aren't going to be growing the business in the way that you want to. And you're going to get to the end of every single week and be really fucking disappointed and still feel that perpetual cycle of shame and perpetual cycle of things not going right for you. And I don't want that for you at all. I want you to be growing in the way that you deserve to be growing. So with all of our clients, right, like we say that if the clock hasn't hit 12, or like if you're not like an early riser that gets up at like 5 or 6 a.m., just like if you're at like the halfway point in your day, right, and you haven't actually like focused on the most important things to grow your own business, you failed that day, right? You have 100% failed your future team if you don't have one, your current team if you do have one. You failed them 100% if you're sitting there without already having put wins on the board, meaning like booked calls for you to grow the business, to get new clients for your existing team to serve, or for your future team to serve at the same time as well. And for every single person, the first half of the day is focused on how do we get new calls booked in the calendar, booking those new calls in the calendar, taking those calls and closing those calls, so that the second half of the day is focused on clients, how we focus on serving those new clients, and how we actually, you know, serve the team in order to help them serve our new clients at the same time as well. And that in itself, if you just did that one thing and just changed that one really simple freaking thing in your world and just said that I set a boundary that I will not focus on anything to do with client work until midday or halfway through my day, and only focus on new ways to client, like to sign clients in that period of time prior to that. But not just how do we sign new clients, it's but actually doing the implementation of that. So the rules we've set for this challenge are that by midday, every single person in our program must have hit 30 outbound messages to new people on a daily basis, and then following up all the conversations, booking them in for meetings, right? Today, February 3rd here in Australia, but February 2nd for you guys over there in the States, February 2nd for you guys in Europe, we have clients that have already, from outbound done this month, already signed up to 3 clients already this month, right? That's an extra 6K to 8K in monthly recurring revenue for these people right now, just because their focus was on, let's get new clients this month, right? Like, this is the fucking goal. We can work out the fulfillment stuff as it comes up, right? Like, you're never gonna be stuck working out fulfillment stuff. And especially with more cash to reinvest into it, like, you have the ability to get real help then and not be stuck by your own fucking fears, if that makes sense, right? It may or may not. But by doing that and that alone, right? Like, focusing on direct income producing activities, daily sales activities to actually grow the business for yourself, and overcoming those limiting beliefs of like, you know, I should focus on client stuff first. We are having people signing, you know, and already an extra $8,000 in monthly recurring revenue right now that will add up to an extra $100,000 this year just by making that one shift, by just having a boundary set where they do not speak to anyone who isn't a client, like anyone who is a client before 12 p.m., right? It's 10:41 a.m. here in Australia right now. I have not looked at a client message and I have no intention of doing so right now, right? I will, we also have a team to support that at the same time too. I will, but not before after lunch, right? Reason being that it just doesn't fucking serve anyone. The way in which we're making this really easy for people and like closing that gap and making sure that the effort gap is closed for everyone is like, we're helping everyone build those scripts to actually like use for direct messaging conversations to make it so that like they know they're doing the right thing. We're then actually reviewing all their conversations to make sure that they're going towards the right angle of booking meetings in. And then we are listening to people's sales calls to make out sure that they are closing deals. And if they're not, making sure that like we can work out where the bottleneck is and make sure they're closing 50% of those people that book into sales calls. Make sure they're closing 50% of those people that they are booking into sales calls, right? And like for everyone who's doing the work, like we will guarantee that result, right? Like if you are not getting the result, we'll jump in the fucking accounts and actually do the work for you, right? Like that's something that we are promising to do. Because if it doesn't work, like there was a clear disconnect somewhere that we should have picked up earlier, and we will take the responsibility and actually make sure you have calls in the calendar, right? We have no problem doing that whatsoever. And I think that a lot of people think that like it's going to take a long time or whatever it is to do this. Honestly, dude, we have clients who booked 8 meetings yesterday, right? Like they might have spent 4 hours in their inbox booking 8 meetings, which they're going to close 2 to 3 clients from. I think that's a like time well invested. 4 hours in one day to do that is well worth doing that. When you know you might have gone 6 months without signing a new client, I think it's well worth the investment of time, and it's a lot quicker and easier than you would think, given the fact that we actually make it so that like it's monkey push button simple to do so at the same time as well, right? And I think for you guys, right, like if you guys are under 30k per month right now, it's because you're not focusing on daily income producing activities, and you need to be doing that like right away, right? Do not speak to a client before midday. Do not do anything like that. And if you guys are above 30k per month and you aren't seeming to be able to like break through the next level, it's because you've taken your foot off the pedal of what got you to 30k in the first place, which was income producing activities. And for context, what I mean is like you've gotten so caught up in doing the client work that you forgot to grow the business again. And I understand there might be a world where you have to focus on like getting help to do that, which you can have a chat with us about as well. If you feel it's appropriate, we're more than happy to help you there. But the main thing you want to focus on is like, is the problem that like they're the wrong leads, whatever it is, or is it just like I'm not focused on actually growing the fucking business, right? So my challenge to you is like, make sure that you're focused on the right things, right? Like I feel for the people that are in my inbox saying like, I just don't know what to do, I can't grow the business, but like I'm too scared to invest in working with someone because I've been burnt by so many people before. Sure, man, I get that. I'm sharing this training with you right now to show you that like maybe we aren't like that, right? Like maybe some clients might comment on this and say that we aren't like that. Maybe you can scroll through this group and show that like we aren't like that. Maybe me doing this video for you, telling you the truth about what you should be doing, proves that we aren't like that. And maybe that like on the inside of working with us, it looks a whole lot fucking different, meaning that like your life looks a lot better because you actually have some support to actually help you through this stuff at the same time as well. Because like I care about every single person that watches this stuff, I really do. But if there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be right now, it's 100% down to focus. And if you are not focusing on like just growing the business for the first half of your day, that's why you are where you are right now. And I can rattle off hundreds of examples of this for people who are in our who started with us, who said they weren't able to sign a client for 3 months prior to working with us, who have been able to, you know, consistently sign up a new 5 clients per month just from the shift in focus of like focusing on income producing activities and tracking the progress of that, and then hiring people to help essentially focus on a working process from there at the same time too, right? So my closing thoughts for you on this are like, seriously, just focus on, for the first half of the day, income producing activities for you to grow the business. It is not going to affect your client success negatively. It will actually help your client success because you will have less fear of clients leaving, meaning you'll have more confidence knowing that if they did leave, you'd be able to sign more firstly, but you'd also have more cash flow to be able to get people to hire to support you in getting better client results and making sure that they actually are looked after more effectively at the same time as well. And I just feel that like, if you're listening to this right now and it's struck a chord and you don't do something about it, you're 100% choosing to stay stuck, right? And I gotta be honest, I have no respect for someone who chooses to stay stuck. If you hear this and you choose to actually like do something about it, I have 100% respect, and you have my support 110%. And if you feel that you'd like to see if we could support you in that world and help you get to like 30k, 300k per month, whichever it is, because we've supported people through both of those experiences, I'd love to have a chat and, you know, comment below if you'd like for one of the team to reach out, or shoot myself or John, someone else on the team, like a message to see how it might apply to your situation at the same time as well. But I want you guys to win. So don't wake up and roll into client results. Wake up and roll into what am I doing today to grow the business? And remember why you started doing this in the first place, because you're not going to be able to help someone if you don't have a business anymore. I appreciate you guys. Yet again, if you don't know who I am, I'm Chris Morrison. I run a company called Predictable Sales, and we help agency owners scale pretty fucking predictably using relationship-focused sales and the group pipeline model. I wish you guys all the best. I can't wait to see the success, and I can't wait to see some of you guys share some of your wins, and I will speak with you all really soon. Let me know what you thought of this in the comments, and I'll speak to you guys soon. Peace.